Yes, dude! Week 7 of the VFP is over.
Week 8, you dummy.
Alright, little Matthew McConaughey. Alright. You guys watch any Love is Blind 3, by the way? I've been watching Love is Blind 3. And it's just as bad as Love and Blind. Love is Blind 1 and 2, except for the hosts are even less interested now. There's one guy on there, toxic man, named Matt, and he says, the girl says, listen to you with your Matthew McConaughey voice over there. And he's so flattered by the comment that he ends up saying, all right. Perfect segue into the medals this week. All righty. Well, something crazy happened. I was saying Christian McCaffrey, unlike Matthew McConaughey, was a sleepy boy, if you listened to last week's pod. And this week, he decided to say, I'm not a sleepy boy. I'm a big boy. And he got record-breaking points for the Colorado Fire Dogs. 40.26 points from Christian McCaffrey this year, running back of the 49ers. You all know him.
Daddy, I'm hungry. Can I get something from the fridge?
DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals.
Daddy, can I get something from the fridge? I'm hungry.
Getting himself 33.9 points and Jalen Waddle, just like we discussed last time.
Daddy, I'm hungry. Can I get something from the fridge?
Yes, you may. Rex Kwando had the best week of his life in 149.54 points. With Tony Pollard coming through for him, over 30 points, amazing. Let's see, Dalvin Cook at 25 points, and man, just some 18-pointers and some 20-pointers. So, about 150 points to 193 points. Colorado Fire Dogs, of course, takes the win. That's the way it's going to go if you have a powerhouse game like this. But you both get a medal, a most points medal. So first two most points medals goes to Colorado Fire Dogs and Rex Kwando. Another most points medal is going to go down the list here to Mr. Marilyn Marksman. Look at this guy. Mark and I are both 4-4 now, and which means that I'm riding the fence and he's riding the fence. You know, Brooklyn Nine's usually up there with the crazy top teams. Marksman got over 20 points, 22 points. Just again, consistent across his entire line. I'm not exactly sure who was his powerhouse. I mean, didn't really have any particular powerhouses. If I'm looking down the line, it looks like it almost doesn't even add up. But 167 points for that man, taking out the poopy collector. Congratulations, Mark. We've got watching my son pour milk by himself right now. Dogs barking. Stress levels are rising. Cars being raced on the nice TV stand by the small one. And the milk is being poured into the top of a tiny little water bottle. Stress levels are rising. Ollie's walking away from the fridge, and the fridge is staying open. And he's going to close it. Milk's going to stay out on the counter with the cap off.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. There we go. Now we're all heading in the right direction. Okay, who's got the fourth medal? I mean, who cares, to be honest? Look like Glenda's glad at 126 points, gets the fourth place most points medal. Congratulations, Glenda's glad. What do you need here? You guys want to have raspberries. Okay. I'm going to do a little pause on this. But anyway, Marilyn Marksman, Glenda's glad, Colorado Fire Dogs, and Rex Kwando for top most points medals. And we're back. Top four teams are on the way up. I'm scared of Joe now. I'm really scared of Joe. I really didn't think that was going to happen with McCaffrey. He called it. I didn't. In other news, Brooklyn Nine faced off against the joke-ended Brooklyn Nine, and I lost to him. Moving on. Pan's Peaceful Peeps lost the spicy space. Moving on. Rocky Mountain Mama and the Hville Buccaneers. Buccaneers took out the sister-in-law. Moving on from that. Anything interesting there? No, not really. And the Michigan Flube took out the Alamias. So, congratulations. I think Gladiators is probably somewhat of an interesting game here. She did 126 points, which compared to those other three this week is hardly anything. Just gets her a fourth place most points medal. She beat out the Carlin Redskins is why it's important. The Carlin Redskins, the two-time VFP champ, almost three-time VFP champ. So she beat him out in the VFP 5. Now in the VFP 6, she's beating him out again as a prequel to a potential rematch. She has Lamar Jackson against Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, since last week, is back on the Carlin Redskins. I tried to get Cooper Kupp back from the KRR, the Kremlin Redskins. Flipped it on you. He has refused. He also has Chris Godwin. So a couple of receivers that are just very heavy. Very heavy receivers. And makes him appear to be scary, but not in reality. Nah. In reality, nah. Legion of Doom beats out you, Mad Bro. She did set her line, it looks like, so looks okay. But Legion of Doom, his performance is suffering a bit. 105 points, almost 106. He's now at a 4-4, though. So me, Marky, and Legion of D are all at 4-4, is ratting that fence. And we have just about fractions of a points between each other. Legion of Doom is up there, 886 total season points. I'm at 885 total season points. And Marksman is at 884 total season points. Standings, Colorado Fire Dogs way up there at the top at a 7-1. 964 points, total season points. So he's going to breach that 1,000 point mark right coming up, VFB week 8.
Week 9, Dada.
Rocky Mountain Mama still sticks in there, even though, despite her loss, sticks in there at a 6-2 at a second place. And then the Brooklyn 9, the joke ended Brooklyn 9, unfortunately, is at 5-3 at the top there. Rex Kwando in fourth place, 5-3. Buccaneers at 5-3 in fifth place. And then you got the 4-4 starting Glenda's Glad, Legion of Doom. Legion of Doom retains his playoffs contending spot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the seventh place. And the Michigan Flube takes over a playoff spot as well in the eighth place. I'm the top of the B-team brack, right above Raj, Brooklyn 9, Redskins, Maryland Marksman, those three guys. All 4-4s in the B-team bracket. And, you know, Jonathan Taylor T, I took Jonathan Taylor T right off of Spicy Space, not speak. I thought it was doing a little bit of a borderline collusion, you know, but despite ESPN telling me that he had the better overall, you know. But it turns out JTT just, he just didn't pull it out. So I don't know what's going to happen to my team, to be honest. It's all going to have to be sorted out in the playoffs. See you guys in week 8.